around some kind of a presentation or a demonstration, okay? And they do it at the start. Nobody's qualified yet. They don't know whether the person needs, can afford, or is a good fit for this thing, okay? And yet they're showing everybody under the sun who shows the slightest bit of interest, or maybe even not, what this thing is and what it does, okay? Putting their ego on the line all the time and getting their self-esteem smacked around every time somebody says, no, not interested, no, 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 no. Okay, we are only going to demonstrate to people our solution and our expertise at the end of the process, completely the opposite of what everyone else is doing, thereby taking our ego and our self-esteem. We are only going to show people who qualify in based on need, budget, and fit, personality fit. Does that make sense? And we're going to add one more thing to that, like I just said, and that's this. John, I will make a demo site for you, and I'll email you the link, and we'll talk about it, you know, let's pick a time. I mean, it's going to take me a day to put it together, so anytime after tomorrow, let's pick a time right now and schedule it. We'll talk for half an hour, 40 minutes, okay? Let's book an hour, just to be safe. Can you do that? Let's pick the time? Okay, great. 3:00 Wednesday. That's fine. The only thing I ask in return for me doing this work, because it's going to be some work, is this. That you give me a definitive yes or a no at the end of the process, okay? At the end of our discussion. And you need to explain this whole thing, what I'm about to say, okay? Verbatim. And here's why. The yes is fine, obviously. I mean, it means that you love the idea and you want to move forward, and we'll figure out what that next step looks like for getting you involved in, okay? A no is also fine. I can accept that. I'm not going to be offended, I promise. Okay? So if you look through everything that I've done, prepared for you, and ask me all the questions and decide, nah, it's just not for me, sorry. I promise not to get upset. Okay? I may ask you a question or two about why, just for my own education, but it's okay. All right? What I cannot accept is that you need to think it over. And here's why. When I've let people say that they need to think it over in the past, what's actually happened is that they were too polite. They were too polite to tell me no, even though that's what the answer really was. So by letting them tell me they need to think it over, what I actually got was a no with a 2-week waiting period and maybe a free torture treatment attached. So I just don't do that anymore. Okay, does that make sense? Can you do that? Can you give me a yes or a no after we talk? And I promise to answer all your questions. Okay? If they won't, I'm going to give you an option. But maybe you should qualify them out because something's wrong. Or ask them, like, well, why not? Right? Could you share with me why not? Most people will. That's interesting. Right? And try and uncover what it is that's blocking them. Okay. Now, an option that you have is that you can say, okay, I will make this demo site for you and give it to you, and it will be yours, okay? It will no longer be my property. You can take it to another designer or something like that. I don't care. But I will need a fee of so much, whatever you feel comfortable for the time it takes you to make the demo site, $50, $100, $200, I don't know what it's going to be, you decide, okay? And this is called the monkey's paw. The big ships, the big cruise ships and freighters come in and they need to be tied up in port, and the cable is like freaking thick and heavy, right? And so it's impossible for one man to chuck that over the side of the ship down to the person on the dock and get it and tie the ship up. So what they do is they have this little line, thin one, that anybody can throw, and it's attached to the big line. So they throw the little line down and the guy catches it on the dock and then pulls up the big one with it. And that thing is called the monkey's paw. So that's this strategy. Okay? I will do this and you pay me $100. And then you own the design. And if you want it, this way you ensure that you get protected, okay? That your time isn't wasted and that you're not doing free education for people. We don't want to do anything for free anymore like this, okay? No more free designs, free layouts, free education, because that just makes prospects disappear and go look for what you give at the lowest price, all right? So we do this monkey's paw thing. Now, if you come back and you say you love it and you want me to implement it for you, I will deduct that amount from the rest of the professional fees, okay? From the rest of the investment. Does that make sense? You okay with that? All right, let's do that. So how do you do that? Issue me a check, give me cash, what? Okay, get started. Now, like I said, there's four different personality types, DISC, in this model, all right? So, what happens is that we're one type, I'm one type, you're a type, and we have this, it's just human nature, we believe the rest of the world is like us, right? Only it's not. So, if we create a sales presentation of some kind, we're going to sell to us. Okay, I'm going to sell to me, you're going to sell to you, your type, right? You're going to say and show the things that matter to you. Problem is, that's only selling to that one type. So that leaves three other types out there who don't care about what you're talking about. For example, you can create a nice, big, detailed spreadsheet of something with lots of figures in it, right? Facts, numbers, and that will go well for one type. But another type will look at it, and their eyes will glaze over, and they'll look bored, and start looking around the room for a way out. What they want to know is about people and how this solution is going to affect people. But you don't know that. So you think they're bored and not interested in what you have to say, actually. They may very well be interested in your solution, but you lost them on the way you're communicating. Okay? So this is why it's important to ask, what do you want to see and how do you want to see it? Prospect, tell me. Nobody else is doing this. Again, other salespeople are not. So you're the only one who comes back. Let's say they're looking at three people and shopping around. You're the only one who comes back with a special video explaining how this is going to affect the hostess stand in their restaurant, how your website is helping out with automatically booking seatings or something. I don't know, right? But you're the only person who's done that. So you're going to stand out every time. You've produced value, monetized the problem, asked them what they want, right? All along the process, you've been acting differently than the other guy who calls up and says, hey, do you want a mobile website? It's $500. Okay? And that's the non-close close. If I show you what you want to be shown and the way you want to be shown, will you give me a yes or a no today, now, at the end of our time? Is that all right? Okay. This ensures that we spend our time and energy in showing our expertise off to only those people who have a need for what we have to offer, can afford what we have to offer, can work with us, and will give us a definitive yes or a no. How's that for protecting your self-esteem, okay? And making sure that your effort is rewarded, that you're spending time with people who can and will say yes. Okay. That's what I want you to do from now on. So that sums up all these techniques, okay? Now, if you want to work together with me some more, there's a few different ways that you can do this. I'm sorry, I'm clearing my throat and coughing. I've been doing this for 6-7 days now, and it's been wall-to-wall coaching calls, which is fantastic, but it really is starting to take a toll on my voice, which is why I'm making these videos, so that I can express some of this to you, and we can be efficient on the calling. So, you can watch this over and over again as well. What we can do next is, first of all, I have a video information package for prospecting. Okay, it's all, script consultation is included. It's an instruction manual for the script, essentially. It's, you know, this is why the script does what it does, how it works, when you should say what, why, and then how to personalize the script for you. And then you can contact me, and we'll personalize it together. Okay? It comes with it. And there's a couple of videos in there on being a 10 and top and protecting your self-esteem as well while you're calling. And that normally is 197 for the regular public, and for you, dear warrior friend, it is 47. So that's quite a discount. And just so for the sake of knowledge, I will charge over $1,000 to do a script consultation with a company. So it's a pretty good deal. The second thing is that disc profile that I was talking about. If you're interested in finding out more, a lot more about those four different personality types, I've written a very detailed report going over everything you can think of, like how they dress, how they walk. You walk into their office, you can pick out what type they are, what kind of jokes they tell, greeting cards they send, magazines they read, kind of jewelry they wear, where they take vacations, what type of place they take vacations. Like, do they go on a corporate retreat, or do they go on a seminar, or do they go to a private place by the lake? All these things that will be signals to you of what type they are. And once you identify them, then I also give you the information about how to sell to them. What do they want to see and hear? That report is a steal at $67, considering the lifetime value of how it's going to help you. But we are including that at a special rate for warriors only and I'll send you a special password-protected link for $27. That's incredible. Now, last thing we can do to work together is if you like personal coaching and you find that time with me is valuable, I will give it to you at a very good rate. That's over $100 an hour corporate rate, private individuals, $55 an hour. If you, as somebody who's bought from me, come back within a month and say, Jason, I want to get involved with personal coaching, and it's like we just go an hour at a time and you PayPal me the money and we book the time, okay, there's no contract or anything like that. But most people like to meet once a week. They go out in the world, get involved, you know, in calling, have ups and downs, and write down what happened, what worked, what didn't, what they could improve on, right? And then we meet and talk about all those things, and then they go back out after the coaching and know how to deal with the situations better. So if you want to do that, I will lock you in to a lifetime rate. I will never increase it, of $35 an hour, which is a rate that I've picked that I think I can help everybody who wants to be helped with that. And, you know, if you don't make $35 a week with the expertise I gave you, something's wrong, okay? Does that make sense? All right. So that's it. I'm out. I hope that you have a great time selling and learn, you know, to full the bursting information overload, hopefully, with all this stuff. And I want you to watch this video again and again. Thanks very much.